The deadline for reaching an agreement on the debt ceiling is fast approaching, August 2nd. There is a plan on the table, courtesy of the Senate's Gang of Six. There's also a fallback plan, and there are signs that intransigent House Republicans may be a little less so. Joining us now from Capitol Hill is NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook. And Andrea, there were reports today that President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner were closing in on a major budget deal, and then White House spokesman Jay Carney shot that story down. What, if anything, do we know about an imminent deal?
Well, you know, everybody shot it down immediately. I wish I could play for you the dozens of whispered conversations going on right now just off the House and Senate floors. I mean, it's not just us, the reporters in the Capitol, talking about rumors and possible deals, but the lawmakers themselves are checking with each other about what they've heard. They're tucked into a corner here or behind a column. And what I've heard from lawmakers themselves right now is that President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner did get close to a deal, one that would cut more than $3 trillion over the next decade, but that it was quickly shot down by Senate Democrats. Apparently, when they heard about it today, they just blew up in a meeting with White House officials.
Well, what was so contentious about the deal that it led to that?
Well, according to several senators who were in the meeting, the president was about to make a deal that wouldn't increase government revenue in the short term, but would put off negotiations on tax reform and whether to extend the Bush tax cuts until next year. The senators I spoke to were mad as hornets about this. They said that it's been one of their fundamental tenets from the beginning, that the deal had to cut the deficit, but would largely, you know, yes, spending cuts largely, but would also have some portion of revenue increases immediately. So Democrats say the entire burden of the deal, you know, they don't want it to fall on the poor and elderly and sick. So they were angry about, you know, even the suggestion that this was a close to a deal.
Well, today the Senate is taking up the House Republican deficit reduction bill, which is known as Cut, Cap and Balance. Mm-hmm. It includes steep spending cuts, no new taxes. How wedded are House Republicans to their pledge not to raise taxes?
You know, it really seems like conservative Republicans, especially those who are new to Congress, that big class of freshmen with ties to the Tea Party, Robert, they seem to be saying essentially, you know, here's our plan, take it or leave it. But today, Speaker John Boehner addressed that in a press conference.
Well, I'm sure we've got some members who believe that, but I do not believe that would be anywhere close to the majority. At the end of the day, we have a responsibility to act.
I don't know if you could hear that. He said that's not close to the majority of Republicans. And it does seem like the closer we get to August 2nd, and that's just 12 days away now, the more I hear Republicans saying, yes, we have to act.
Well, what if acting required some support from House Democrats? Would they have any votes there for a deal?
Well, they're certainly going to need every vote they can muster up, that's for sure. I mean, if there is a deal, it's going to be a serious heave to get it through the House. Mm-hmm. And Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said today that they are preparing themselves.
I think we have some of the pieces. It's not going to be mysterious as to what ends up in a final product. It's just a question of how big it is.
Right now, how big it is seems to be defined by whether they can agree on that revenue and tax cut problem. It's still sticky.
Now, back to all those whispered conversations that you wish you could record for us. What are the rank-and-file members on both sides telling you?
Well, yeah, huddled together, whispered. What they tell me is they won't say on tape, but because they're scared they'll tank a possible deal. But they say that they know something's got to give before August 2nd, and it's just maneuvering around these last sticky details.
Last sticky details, but some of the things that they're giving on are big principles with their base constituencies.
Well, if they give on those. I mean, you know, it's the same problem is sort of when you fundamentally disagree on this, such a basic level, how do you massage it? And that's where they are.
Thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.
That's NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook.